Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. There's this thing that have got the communists very upset and the folks, and it's called tactical civics. They see that what's happening, this is growing so fast, and it's the way, a constitutional way of taking our country back. The constitutionally having our a militia, which according to the Second Amendment is acquired, and they've, you know, the communists have managed to, well, to keep that from, keep the people from understanding. And, you know, we used to have standing militias. We need to go back to that. And also grand juries. Grand juries supposed to be run by the people. The people, not corrupt prosecutors. And we're under this lawfare. And so, folks, here's what, out in Jug County, I just wanted to say, Jug County, here in Ohio, there's going to be a tactical civics meeting Friday at 7 p.m. at the Ransom Sage Farm. Ransom Sage Farm at 505 Center Street in Chardon. Again, that's this coming Friday, 7 p.m. at the Ransom Sage Farm, 505 Center Street in Chardon. Now, this is a fellow called Representative Kelly Armstrong. Boy, I'm going to tell you what he did. He gets Special Counsel Robert Hur to admit, and I listened to the whole thing, that Joe Biden met every actual element of the crime. And it's an interesting thing because you had these communists, the Democratic communists, trying to speak over him, and they kept saying, well, Joe was acquitted. He was not acquitted. And it was very interesting because Robert Hur said, no, he wasn't acquitted. And when he did that, they tried to speak over him, tried to yell over him. No, no, you know. And so, but go ahead and play the clip.
Five documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, in his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
All right. And the elements of the crime for this, I mean, we get into all of this, but the elements of the crime are pretty simple, right? The President Biden had unauthorized possession of a document, writing, or note. That's correct.
Correct.
And that the document, writing, or note related to national defense?
Correct.
And that the defendant, and we may talk about the willfully part here in a second, retained the document, writing, or note, and failed to deliver it to an employee or officer entitled to receive it.
Correct. There is a willfulness intent element, as you say.
And but those are the elements of the crime.
Including the intent element, yes. Yeah.
And there are at least two different quotes, right, where he told his ghostwriter, and this is in your report, in a matter of fact, and this is February 16, 2017, that he had just found all this classified stuff downstairs.
He did make that statement that was captured on an audio recording.
And on April 10th, 2017, Biden read aloud a classified passage related to a 2015 meeting in the Situation Room.
That is in the report, yes.
And these are national security documents, Afghanistan, I mean, has been mentioned a whole bunch of those things, right?
Correct.
And at one point in time, his personal attorneys and the DOJ attorneys argued about notes, taking all of the different things and compared it to Reagan.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Congressman?
President Biden's attorneys, personal attorneys, talked about the notes and why they didn't actually account for the Presidential Records Act. But you you found that argument in your report. It seems a little persuasive, but you eventually said, no, the executive order trumps, right?
We did set forth an analysis of the governing law and ultimately concluded that the executive order 13526 does apply and did govern former Vice President Biden at the time.
So you have audio recording from his ghostwriter where the president acknowledges that the information he has is classified and he's sharing with his ghostwriter.
We have an audio recording capturing a statement from Mr. Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote.
And then again reciting passages from a meeting in the Situation Room.
Yes.
And those are in President Biden's own words.
Correct.
Right. So he's, and the ghostwriter has no classified, he has no clearance, no classified clearance to anything, correct?
That is our understanding that Mr. Zwanitzer was not authorized to receive classified information.
Okay, so the elements are possessed documents, the documents related to national defense, and willfully retained those documents, and in this case, shared them with somebody who was not allowed to receive them.
There are different subsections of 18 U.S.C. 793. One subsection relates to the willful retention, and another relates to disclosure of national defense information.
Well, I mean, the willful retention, we've got the Penn Biden Center, the garage, the basement den, the main floor office, the third floor den, the University of Delaware, and the Biden Institute. We have a 50-year career of a person who has not been very great at dealing with classified documents throughout, even prior to his time as vice president, when he was in the U.S. Senate, right?
We do address each set of those documents in the report, Congressman.
So the difference, but I think this is really important because the difference is it appears just from reading the report, he has, and we heard all about exonerated and all of those different things. It appears from the report he met every actual element of the crime.
Alrighty, there you go. Now here, Joe, you don't suppose Merrick Garland told Robert Hur, Robert, you know, this is, he's a Democrat, he's a communist, he's one of us, you're going to find, look, he's no more guilty than Hillary Clinton was, right? he's every bit as innocent as Hillary.
Yeah, he's as innocent as Hillary was, and still is, right?
Yeah. And again, you talk about corrupt. That DOJ, Department of Justice, it's got nothing to do with justice. It is completely and totally corrupted. It's completely corrupted. There's nothing that's legitimate about it at all. And, you know, Chris Wray and the FBI is right behind there. It is really something. And so now, here, you don't suppose when he told him, When Robert Ort says, well, you know, I didn't think I could get a conviction because, you know, Joe is an old man and he's forgetting a lot of things and the people are going to, you know, feel sorry for him. But you don't suppose he was thinking, look, I'll never get a jury in Washington, D.C. You know, I'll never get a conviction. Why, it's so corrupt in Washington, D.C. You know, if Donald Trump was to sneeze in D.C., they'd want to give him the death penalty. But Joe Biden, no matter, it's just how corrupt Washington, D.C. is. It is the district of crime.
Look, you've got a couple of these Democratic commentators out there that keep saying about, you know, Trump committed rape, that, you know, the verdict against him with that payment to that lady was for some kind of other sexual thing. It was not rape, and yet you do not hear anybody challenging them. They get away with yelling it all the time, and I can't think of the one guy's name. He used to be a political operative for the Clintons, and he's been on TV now 20 years as a newscaster. I can't think of his name right now. It escapes me, but he's been using that word over and over and over, and I have not heard one person stand up and say, no, you're wrong. He's never been convicted of rape. So the media lies. The Department of Injustice is lying by commission, omission, doing everything they can. And we still have a lot of people out there who don't understand what's going on. The entire deep state is protecting itself. By protecting Biden, they're protecting themselves, their jobs, their power, and the whole thing is to keep the Democratic Party in power no matter what cost. The end justifies the means. And that's what you're seeing daily.
Well, you know, our little Secretary of State, when he went and he asked the 51 agents there, intelligence agency, all I'm asking you to do is go lie. That's what you do anyhow. They, none of them had a problem with lying. You see, God's word in the Bible says all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. To us, lying is wrong. To us, lying is a sin. To them, it's required. It's a, remember what Mark said. Say one thing, say another. Go this way, go that way. And that's exactly what we have. We have a federal government that's just filled with liars. It's filled with liars.
Mm-hmm.
And again, so, and here, for example, here's a good another good example. Former Capitol Police Officer Gunnell Aquilino posted a veiled threat against J6 political prisoners Jake Lang. Jake texted me earlier, and this guy is putting up, he's threatening, he's going to get him, because Jake is exposing so much of what took place there. And so here, hopes Brooklyn prisoner finds out Jake is vulnerable and in their facility. I had Jake's father on here, Ned, and he's not going to give up. The last time I talked to him, he says they've gone and moved him again. They keep moving him around from place to place so people can't find him. And he's going to be on top. He's going to go after him. If something bad happens, well, something bad happens. The guy's been in prison now for over 3 years, hasn't even had a hearing yet. And the whole point that these Antichrist communists like Nancy Pelosi and that January 6th committee, those people on there, they deserve, every one of them. And if Trump gets into office, you know, we need to promote and push, and those people all need to be in that dirty jail. Every single one that was on that committee needs to be in those same dirty jails. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping Trump finds, we have an actual Department of Justice, that we have an actual Department of Justice, legitimate, and a legitimate FBI.
Well, they're doing all of those things to intimidate everybody out there. And I mean everybody, the common man as well. You know, they've gone after all the attorneys that were trying to help Trump. They're threatening them, taking them to the bar, suing them, causing trouble. And, you know, having a man in prison 3 years without a hearing, they are sending a signal. You interfere with us, we're going to get you. And what they're doing is ruling by intimidation. And that is the way a communist state runs. We have lost so much freedom in this country. We've lost our constitutional republic. And the people have to wake up to the fact we're in the middle of a revolution, communist revolution, and the only one that can stop it are the American people. And they need their faith in God to give them the courage to stand up, speak out, and say, no, we are not going to allow this to happen to our children and grandchildren. And I'm waiting for the pulpits to have, like you said earlier, get some courage, be willing to stand up and do some real preaching and tell people what's really going on. Earlier, when the guys were here and they were talking about, you know, you guys mentioned God's judgment. I've got dozens of stories of what's been happening to our children. One, there was a white girl here in Missouri, Hazelwood High School near one of the big cities. And there was a group of black mob attacking, beating on her, and one of them, a very large girl, threw her to the ground and just sat there and smashed her head repeatedly into the concrete. Well, the girl's fighting for her life. They don't know if she'll live or not, and if she lives, they don't know if she'll be anything other than a vegetable. The Missouri Attorney General said this is evil, complete disregard for human life. No place in Missouri or anywhere asking everybody to pray for the victim. Stories like this, we've got our children killing children. They're in Michigan school bus. There was a fifth grade girl beating a little 6-year-old boy. She's fifth grade. He was probably, what, kindergarten?
Well, 6-year-old usually
on
first,
a bus.
I think that's first grade.
First grade, maybe. Okay, fifth and first grade. Violence on a school bus, nobody stopped. You know, Tennessee teacher accused of sexually assaulting boy, 12, a female, and dozen other minors. I mean, I've got stacks. I could sit here for the next hour, read story of children harming children or adults. army children sexually, violently, and people haven't figured out something has gone totally crazy with our children. They are now violent, stabbing one another, throwing chemicals at one another, shooting one another, beating one another. One was where the one kid took a golf club, and father's golf club, and beat a little brother or sibling almost to death. And story after story, and people don't seem to be realizing this is what judgment looks like, right?
Right.
They don't get that, and that's what bothers me. The pulpits are silent. Too many of these people just keep preaching the salvation message, but they will not look at the news and say, that is evil, that is judgment, and that's what's wrong with this country right now. The pulpits are quiet.
Well, I wanted to read this here because the folks out there, to get a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give you a phone number, and what you need to do is write this down, okay? Let me just read the article very quickly, what we talked about. Earlier this week, January 6th political prisoner Jake Lang sent out a request to supporters to call the Brooklyn MDC prison and to rejoin him and Ryan Samuel to the same non-gang-affiliated unit at the Brooklyn prison for their own safety. 2 weeks ago, the Biden regime moved these two abused prisoners to Brooklyn from the D.C. gulag. Both men have faced unprecedented abuse at the hands of corrupt prison guards, and Biden officials, and corrupt D.C. judges. Totally corrupt D.C. judges. Jake Lang has been in prison for over 3 years without a trial. This is a serious criminal act that violates the Constitution. Jake was asking supporters to make this call. And here's the number, folks. This is the Brooklyn MDC prison. And here's the phone number. And call him and just say, we know, quit torturing and quit abusing inmates Jack Lang and the other fellow.
Jake,
I'm sorry, not Jake. Jake Lang.
Jake Lang.
Right, and the other guy was Ryan Samsel. Jake Lang and Ryan Samsel. Here's the number, okay, it's called MDC Prison. And the number is 718-840-4200. Folks out there, call. Let them know that, everybody knows that they're been abused. And it's all over the radio. In fact, you could tell them that Pastor Sanders is broadcasting it from Coast. And that is 718-840-4200. 718-840-4200. And I think I'm going to keep this here because I call him first thing in the morning myself. And so, there you go. Now, with that, here's another one. Exclusive. Catholic family faces harassment and false persecution by the FBI and informant over support for Donald Trump. Since the election of 2020, Chaldean Americans, also known as Chaldean Catholics, have been targeted, persecuted, and harassed by the FBI due to their support of President Donald Trump. This is by the Gateway Pundit, by the way, folks. Zena Toma, a prominent Catholic advocate and Trump supporter, has reported 3 years of harassment that includes threats, illegal recordings, an attempted entrapment by the FBI informant. According to community representatives, the FBI launched a program through its Detroit office specifically designed to target and intimidate community activists like Ms. Toma due to their political views. Last year, the Gateway Pundit reported that Chris Ray's FBI infiltrated Catholic parishes. The FBI agents are engaging in outreach the Catholic leaders to spy on Americans practicing their faith. There you go. It's your turn, Joe.
Well, one of the big things that's happening, folks, we heard Chris Ray get up and talk about we now have the enemy within. We have the violent criminals. We have ISIS in America. He didn't talk about the Chinese gangs. He neglected to mention them. And the liberal news, all of a sudden, some of the commentators were like, oh, wait, 9/11, we've got these terrorists inside America, and it was almost like news. How did this happen, you know? And the rest of us know, open borders. Well, here's the bad news. You better brace for another wave, second wave of Venezuelan gangsters coming in. This is from the London Daily Mail. And Venezuelan authorities announced they had freed another 100 prisoners since Friday. This is the second batch of prisoners from three of the hellish prisons in Venezuela that are controlled by the prisoners, basically. The gangs run the prisons in Venezuela, these three. And most of these people are members of this big Venezuelan gang, the Tren de Aruga. I don't know how I pronounce that, but it's a vicious gang. It's one of those kind of like the MS-13. And they've been letting them out, and they say, well, they're doing their... They were put in there, we're giving them some justice because the mistake was made in their lives. And no, the different people speaking up from that part of the country, my Miami immigration attorney, Rolando Vasquez, these are killers, people who know they're letting prisoners out, gangsters, killers, you know, people who have committed mayhem, rape, murder. And they're getting ready to do another batch this week or next. And they'll be coming to a border crossing near you and will, of course, then be on a bus for a city near you. And just even right there in Miami, in Palm Beach County, North Miami, the local sheriff referenced these Venezuelan gangs. And he's been holding a press conference about three gang migrants who are accused there of sexually assaulting a woman and almost killing her. So this is happening now. I got to add this because Ray talked about ISIS. And here's an article from World News Daily. The Islamic State call for murder, states call for murder of every Western infidel. This is scary. This is back January 4th on the, of course, it was in that radical television or Muslim television. There was an audio recording. The title was, "And Kill Them Wherever You Find Them," based on the Quran 9, chapter 9, verse 5, and the rigidity of, you know, Iran, the great jihad. The hate for the non-Muslims, and it's the idea of keeping world jihad, it's world jihad going, and it's not a battle for land or soul or borders, but it's a war that's legitimized by the Quran and the Sunnah, and through the laws, the Muslim law. So it's a long article, and of course we Christians and Jews reject Islam. And that's why we must be killed, to make a very long article short. So ISIS is here, coming across our borders. They're already here. More are coming. And across the world, the Islamic State's calling for the murder of all infidels, which basically means Jews and Christians. Then last, Pastor, real quick, big article out of France in French television, different places. The U.S. had a report at the Gatestone Institute by a University of Paris professor is warning unless certain significant changes, Muslims will be the end of the European civilization as we know it. It found radical Muslims routinely are given platforms in France. 49% of French Muslims want Catholic to convert to Islam. And 36% want all the churches in France to be made into mosques. In France, 70% of prison inmates are Muslim, and they report 200 rapes every day in France. Almost every rape is by a Muslim man who entered France illegally. Folks, do you hear that? Rapes, 200 rapes a day in France by Muslim men on French women. Muslim men who came into France illegally, and they've only had a small percentage of these immigrants forced to leave. And he goes down talking the same thing as happening in other states all across the European Union. And it's happening in England. They've taken over cities where, you know, no go for anybody but Muslims. And it's happening all across Europe. I could spend an hour on just that story.
I had to mention that Donald Trump was saying how the president of Venezuela is boasting that their crime rate has gone down since they've been sending these to America.
Yeah, exactly. All the bad ones are coming here. And thank you, Joe Biden, right?
Well, Joe Biden keeps bringing them in. He's flying them in now. He's flying them in.
350,000.
The 43 different states. And he's bringing them in. These are terrorists. Joe Biden is a terrorist. Joe Biden is a terrorist. He's committed high treason. He's bringing these people in. And it's, again, to have to take over America. He's brought in invading. And Joe Biden should be tried for treason. And
well, you're going to have to add the rest of the Democrat Party in Arizona. The Arizona governor, Governor Katie Hobbs, just vetoed a Republican-sponsored bill that would have authorized the police to arrest illegal immigrants. You know,
well, the we know.
Invasion Act, he vetoed this to send back criminals. A lot of these people were criminals. They convicted of crimes. And if they've convicted crimes and they're illegals, it was to turn them over, this new Arizona Border Invasion Act, so they could be dealt with, arrested, or sent back. And the Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed this Protective Alien Invasion Act that would allow, you know, and they're going to protect the killers that are coming and more, we just said, are coming. The human trafficking, sex, child sex trafficking, rapes, murders, fentanyl, you know, you name it. And Arizona is going to be protecting these people.
Well, we've known that whole bunch in Maricopa County and that has been involved. We know that the drug cartels have been working with them. The election fraud, that woman is as crooked and corrupt as crooked and corrupt comes.
Comes, yeah.
Yeah.
She's as bad as Joe Biden, only on a different, smaller scale.
Yeah, yeah. As you know, again, the election fraud there was just unbelievable. All right, we're going to open the phone lines, Joe. I think I'm going to open the phone lines, take some calls. We haven't done that in a while. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, Georgia judge dismisses several charges against Trump in bogus election interference case. And it looks like he's going to take a big Fannie Willis. Is going to be removed. And what it appears at this time off that case. And I'm hearing from people there for the Fulton County that if Fannie Willis is taken off, and the other, then they will
take off her entire staff.
Yep, it'll be gone. And so there'll be no more case. And so anyhow, they're going to continue to go after Trump. And the more they go after him, the greater the margin is going to be. But believe me, the Democrats are so corrupt. They're going to do everything they can if they can't. They know they can't win an election fair and legally. In fact, even amongst the Democrats, they believe that the FBI and the CIA are going to be working because they're scared to death out there. They know if Trump gets back in office, he's going to clean house.
Well, look how many of them have committed crimes.
Yeah, yeah. Lying under oath. How many of them have lied under oath? We've seen.
Oh, speaking of lying, how about this? Chuck Schumer, I found this. You remember, he's pushing this illegal immigration. But back in 2009, he said this. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who enter the U.S. legally.
Yeah, they've been playing that clip on television.
Yeah,
Doing that.
Great, yeah, they have it there. But some places they don't get it. But simple, illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
Okay, hang tight. We'll be back. Yeah, right after this, and we'll take some calls.
And now, the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, he's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, he did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did it his way. He lived, he suffered and died, but he arose in power and glory. In him I now abide, for history is just his story. His word is where life's at, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
Yeah, he certainly did his way. Okay, let's go out to Chicago, and we have Norma. Norma, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor. God bless you. What can we do as Americans to help to get this Joe Biden? I don't call him president because he's not the president. Donald Trump is. But what can we do to get the message out there to get this man out of power?
Well,
everything that's going on in this world, killing, shooting, there's so many people getting killed here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, first of all, you'll notice something. All the large cities, Democrats, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. They have a tendency to go towards the cities where all the crime is. One of the things you can do is do whatever you can to help elect Trump. And if you have any good, decent people running for Congress or the Senate there in Chicago, you got to get behind them and support them. One of the things you can do...
Not Dick Durbin, because he's corrupt also. And Tammy Duckworth.
Those are the enemy.
Yeah.
Those are the enemy.
Yeah, they're communists.
A lot of people don't know this.
Well, there's got to be some good people running for Congress, even on the state, if you have any on the state. But make sure you know that they're not rhinos, that they're not Democrats that have run as Republicans, because that's what they're doing now across the country. You have these Democrats that are voting for Republicans, and they're putting the word out. We have that here in our county. We have some rhinos that are running. And basically the Democrats are supporting them. And, in fact, tomorrow night you'll probably hear about this on the program. Their money is coming from out of state. It's not coming. They're coming from out of state. The corruption is so bad. But anyhow, you can help by helping Randall Terry, too. And again, that's to get those ads on television. That would be wonderful. And that's Randall Terry for President, Post Office Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029 or 38029. By helping Randall, you can help too. And also, this radio ministry, we reach from coast to coast, and helping us stay on the air and getting the message out, because we do not compromise. Everything we brought you tonight, NBC, ABC, and CBS, they pull their hair off the fact that they can't silence us. They've wanted to for years and years, but we're still here. So
God is truth. So God bless you, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you. God bless you, Norma. And let's go out to who's surprise, surprise, Clifford in New York.
Yeah, I want to talk about or ask you about a couple of relatively obscure scriptures. One is Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 16. At the end, it talks about the Lord bringing daily distresses upon the Egyptians as a form of, I guess, revenge or payback. That might be good for an imprecatory prayer, but... and then I have one from Isaiah.
And I will set fire in Egypt. Sin shall have a great pain, and shall she be rent asunder. Enough shall have distress daily. Well, you know, Egypt really was a sign of a corrupt and a very sinful nation. They also was compared to Sodom and Gomorrah. In fact, a couple of verses in Scripture talks about Egypt going to hell. But, throughout Scripture, Egypt's been the place where Israel would run to for help against their enemies. They would turn to Egypt and not to God. And God didn't appreciate that, and he showed them that Egypt was not going to help them. And since they turned against him, he wasn't going to help them either.
So he let the Babylonians handle both of them.
Yep. And so.
Yeah. And I want to relate that to Isaiah. Well, I have two questions that relate. It's Isaiah chapter 28, verses 18 and 19. It seems to have a similar thing, theme of morning after morning, kind of a day and night, kind of an ongoing payback from the Lord. And my other question about that chapter, verses 10 and 13 reiterate the idea of a little bit, and it's talking about people being prophets and church people being, chronically drunk. And I'm wondering if the idea is if people become slightly inebriated or slightly this, slightly that, just a little bit, and then it leads to further deterioration. Is that what that means?
Yeah, but let's go to verse, you said 19 and 20?
18 and 19, I think it was.
18 and 19. All right, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, and he shall be trodden down in it, from the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you from morning to morning, shall it pass over, and day by night, and it shall be a vexation to understanding that report. So here God had considered a compromise with paganism that they had made there, what they referred to as evolutionary pantheism is what we would call it today, what they've done. To be actual covenant with death and hell, those who attempt such a compromise in order to escape the wrath of those promoting it, whether they were the ancient Assyrians, remember they did that, the ancient Assyrians, the invaders, or the modern humanistic. Today, if we look at that today with the so-called intellectuals, I just have to laugh when they refer to themselves as intellectuals. Well, we will find it devastatingly deadly in the long run, for this is all part of Satan's war against God, and guess who loses? So,
well, what was the compromise then? What was the, you know, the in-between behavior like that they exhibited or whatever?
Well, you have to go back to verse 15. It says, because you have made a covenant with death and with hell, as we, an agreement with the overflowing scourge, shall pass through, it shall not come unto you. They wanted the...
They were making an alliance with Assyria and thought the Assyrians would protect them. So they were making a covenant with Assyria with death and destruction. The Assyrians were not good people.
Absolutely. Well, they were pagan.
Well, yeah.
And so they said, look, you know, that we'll follow your gods. You know, we'll follow your ways and not God. And so deliver us from him. So
okay.
It was...
So it was a general agreement with people that they should have had nothing to do with, basically, or the Assyrians.
Yep.
And just finally, that just, those verses that repeat themselves, 10 and 13, a little bit, does that apply to where people get a little bit drunk or whatever?
If you read in verse 8, it says...
Yeah.
For all their tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there be no place for clean. I tell you, that really has an application today. Every day in Washington, D.C., they have 1,900 what they call cocktail parties.
They said Kamala Harris was drunk, apparently.
Yeah.
Today or yesterday while she was making an appearance.
I'm wondering if you could tell the difference when she's drunk and sober.
Yeah.
You know? I got to move on because we got all the boards lit. All righty, thanks. Who do we have next?
We've got Brian in Texas.
Let's go out to Texas and Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, and Joel, thank you for taking my call. And God bless you. The more and more they take God out of everything, this is where we're at. But what I want to talk to you and Joel about is TikTok. And I'm just looking at this. Why would they not automatically just say, hey, you know, our federal government not allow TikTok in our U.S. because of all our information, our technology, the chips. You know, you look at the industry, the tech industry, and you say, okay, well, when Facebook came into play, China wouldn't allow Facebook over there, Mark Zuckerberg in China. Microsoft had issues with China. Amazon, you know, when they came into play, they came up with Alibaba in China. And I just look at this, Ernie and Joel, and I say, you know, with all the hacks these large, big companies in our country are having compromised, and a lot of it's coming out of China, why would our government even have to even guess about TikTok being in this country? Because, you know, the internet and our technology should be priority, and I just thought that I would touch base with you and Joel on this and say, you know, if we shouldn't even have to guess on TikTok being here, just because of where we're at with all our technology being compromised, you know. I just wanted to touch base on that with you guys and see what
you are so right on that. Let me grab that one. They've been stealing our intellectual property for years. China Joe didn't care. The people making money didn't care as long as they were getting rich and powerful. TikTok is kind of like the old story about closing the barn door after all the horses are out. They've already scanned huge amounts of data. They've gotten it from hacking our other government institutions, our businesses. They finally had to do something, though, to make a stand on China. This, in a way, it's like a dog and pony show. It should have been done. They shouldn't have been allowed to set up in the first place. It should have been made an American company long ago if we didn't stop it. In other words, they're only years behind doing something. It's too late, too little. It's probably a good thing they're making an American company. But still, look at the fact that the Chinese won't allow the garbage that's on TikTok to be in China. It's not healthy for their children. But let's give this crap to our kids. Let's let them have all this weird stuff and destroy the America's children. So, you know, we're so stupid to start with. The country's committing suicide, and our politicians are so far behind. It's nothing but a dog and pony show in Washington.
All right, we have to move on. We'll take one more quick call. Sherry in Texas. Sherry, you're the last caller. Go ahead. You're in the air. Hey, Sherry, hi. Are you there? Yep, hi.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just have a comment, and I just don't really understand why we still have Joe Biden as a president when he can't even think straight. And I don't understand why he can't be impeached right away because, you know, all these other countries, Russia, China, they know that our country is weak right now. And I don't understand why we can't get rid of him now.
Well, here's the reason. First of all, Barack Obama did a very good job, Barack Obama, of placing insurgents in high places in government. For 8 years, we told you every day, do you see what he's doing now? We don't have a Justice Department. See, it would be like having a fire department near your house there, a nice building, but with no fire engines or anything. It wouldn't be much good putting out a fire. We don't have a legitimate Justice Department. The Justice Department, the DOJ, is simply a branch of the Democratic Communist Party. And because of that, and the FBI is no longer a legitimate industry or agency either, it is simply a strong arm part of the Communist Party. Biden is exactly what Obama said he wanted. He wanted someone who, a puppet. And that's what Biden is. They drug him all up, get him a clear mind, get him out there, let him read his speech. But every time they do it, you know, it takes more and more to keep him going. And they know that something's going to happen. And I'm not sure, but they know he can never win a debate or even they don't want him to debate Trump. But anyhow, I'm out of time. But thanks for calling. Joe, you got 5 minutes.
Okay. Every night we end with an invitation. And the reason we end with the invitation is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our boss, so to speak, wants to save your soul. He wants to give you eternal life. You cannot save yourself. You need to be saved and forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no any other way. God has provided the one and only way for you to have eternal life. You can't get it through being a good church member. You can't get it by being baptized. You can't do it by living a, quote, moral life. Oh, I'm really good. I don't lie, steal, cheat. You can't do it by donating money, even being faithful. There's only one way. Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. You have to have a spiritual rebirth. You have to repent. That's a old military term for about face. You have to repent of the life you're living, the sinful life, the sins that you've committed that forced God to send his son to the cross. Jesus went to that cross to take your place. He took my place. He took Pastor Ernie's place. He took all of our sins upon that sinless, spotless soul. He was that Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He died that substitutionary death so that we could be set free, we could be saved, that we could have eternal life. And what we need to do is that word repent, first word Jesus said in his ministry, we have to repent of the sins of ours, put his son on the cross, ask the Father with a truly repentant heart to be forgiven. Father, forgive me. I have really sinned against you. All the filthy, nasty sins of my life, I want you to forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry. And if you do that really truthfully from your heart, you will be forgiven. And then you can do the greatest thing. You can ask Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, to be Lord, the Lord of your life. And that you give yourself to him willingly, without hesitation, without reservation. He will accept you, and he will give you the down payment on eternal life, and that is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. You become then a high priest. You become your own temple. Your body becomes a living temple because it houses the Holy Spirit, the living God, in you. You now have a personal relationship. See, a real born-again believer doesn't have a religion. We have a personal relationship with God himself, with Jesus Christ, by the indwelling of his Holy Spirit. Then you become what we call born again. You become a new creature, a new creation, a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus himself in everlasting life. And you will have made the greatest decision you can make. You will begin a journey.
1 minute, journey. Joe.
And you can grow in knowledge and love of the God that saved you, and that change in your life, but you must be willing to give up your old life, turn about and move toward Christ to become more Christ-like, to grow in knowledge and love of him. And it's a decision only you can make. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody else can save you. You have to, you know, really think about this and pray, because there's two choices. There's a heaven, there's a hell. God has never said there's this in between. No. One of two places, you decide. God never sends you to hell. If you go to hell, you sent yourself because of your sins, and you're not willing to accept Jesus as Savior. Tonight.
Absolute, Joe.
Good night to
Today is the acceptable time to do it. Tonight would be the acceptable time.
Tomorrow may never come.
We're at that point where we get to. That's right. And so we want to say good night. We want to say God bless you all out there tonight.
Yep.
And let's do it. Always, always, always.
Always.
You ready?
Always.
Keep fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.